Thoughts on the Psalm, Psalm 107, verses 1 to 3. Redemption. Let me read the verses to you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Let them say what? Let the redeemed of the Lord say this. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Psalm 107, verses 1 to 3. Clearly, it's an appeal to the redeemed. What does a redeemed mean? It means ransomed, delivered, rescued, saved. And you can see, it's those in the hand of the grip of enemies. He redeemed them from the hand of the foe. Or maybe they're scattered far and wide. They have foes, they have enemies too strong for them. They are lonely, they are wanderers. They are a scattered and a shattered people. Verse 3. And God has delivered them. He has rescued them. They have been saved, redeemed. By themselves? No. By men? No. But God has redeemed them. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those he gathered from the land. It's not self. It's not men. It's God. He has gathered these people. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to the Lord, for he is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Thanks be to God for his redeeming mercy. Now, of course, the psalmist is writing securely in the days of the Old Covenant, and therefore, as we shall see as we go through the psalm, because this is a kind of preface to the psalm, we shall see that he talks in physical terms. I believe he talks figuratively. But now we live in the days of the New Covenant. We're not talking now about physical things. We're talking about eternal spiritual redemption. Now, this is a vital point. Redemption is the great theme of the New Testament. God has sent his Son into the world. What for? To be a redeemer. Glorious redeemer. His death, his righteousness, his blood, his resurrection, his life beforehand, the bestowal of his Spirit is all redeeming, delivering, ransoming, saving mercy and power. And his eternal salvation is not simply land and conquering in battle and bringing back from a scattered distance, but it's brought back to God, brought back into eternal fellowship with God, where we are ruined in the fall and cast off from God and separated from God. But Christ has stepped in and redeemed his people. Let us therefore give thanks to God for it. Unbeliever, will you recognize this? You need to be redeemed. You need to be saved. You need to be rescued. You need to be delivered. In a very real and literal sense, eternally, spiritually. And only God can do it. And according to the new covenant, Christ is our Redeemer. Christ is our robe of righteousness. Christ is our Savior. Oh, trust this Lord Jesus and prove it true for yourself. Then you too will be to give thanks and say, he truly is good. Give thanks to God. You say his love endures forever. For God so loved the world, but he so loved me, he gave himself for me. Christ gave himself for me. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And of course, brother and sister, that our lives show forth the praise of God our Redeemer, Christ our Redeemer, the Spirit our Redeemer, through Christ's blood and righteousness, his application of that work. Redemption accomplished, applied, having been determined by God the Father. May it be all to the glory of the triune God. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever, his unchanging love. Having loved us with an everlasting love, let the redeemed of the Lord say this, he has redeemed me, not merely from lands and north and south and so on, but delivered me and ransomed me and rescued me from sin and damnation and everlasting hell. All glory be to his holy name.